This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump lashed out at Democrats overseeing an impeachment inquiry into his presidency on Wednesday. AP Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
In the Oval Office and then the East Room, with Finland's leader by his side, the president was visibly angry at House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff.
They should look at him for treason.
Democratic rival Joe Biden.
Biden and his son are stone cold crooked.
And reporters who pressed him on the probe.
You know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.
The president did not say yes or no when asked if he'd cooperate with a House request for documents on Ukraine. Schiff said earlier Congress would not look kindly on any more stonewalling.
Will be considered as evidence of obstruction.
And also warned the president against any efforts to intimidate the whistleblower at the probe's heart or any other witnesses. Sagar Magani at the White House.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Wednesday made a final Brexit offer to the European Union, including his plans for the Irish border. But most of the other details were scarce. Matthew LaRotonda has more.
In a public letter to EU leadership, the Prime Minister calls for a regulatory zone to span the entire island, both Northern Ireland and the Republic, which will govern all trade goods. To avoid border checks, he says a declaration system would be introduced for small business traders, along with a trusted traders program to speed up the process. Johnson's border plans, if approved by the EU and British Parliament, would replace the so-called backstop proposals, which played a role in sinking his predecessor, Theresa May's government. Johnson has vowed to bring the UK out of the EU, deal or no deal, by October 31st.
Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters. This is VOA News. Friends and activists remembered slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi near Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul Wednesday, the one-year anniversary of his horrific death at the hands of Saudi agents. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A memorial started at the time 1 year ago. The Washington Post columnist walked into the consulate, never to return. Post owner Jeff Bezos pointed out Khashoggi was getting documents so he could marry Hatice Cengiz.
You are in our hearts. We are here, and you are not alone.
Cengiz was waiting for Khashoggi outside the consulate on that day.
After a worse year in my life, I stand here, broken but proud.
1 year later, she wants answers.
What happened to his body?
Saudi Prince Mohammed says he takes full responsibility for Khashoggi's death, but denied he ordered it. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration is planning to collect DNA from migrants who crossed the border and expand that program. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Without saying why it's needed, two senior Homeland Security officials told reporters DNA collection will be expanded and the information will be included in a massive criminal database operated by the FBI. These officials did not say if the DNA sampling would apply to children who cross the border alone or to migrants who are seeking asylum. This collection would be separate from the rapid DNA testing to help determine if children are really with their parents. It's expected civil liberties groups will try to challenge this new DNA collection. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds a majority of Americans feel that whites get more favorable treatment from police. AP correspondent Hannah Fingerhut has more.
A new poll from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds 64% of Americans think white people are treated more fairly than black people by the police. But it's actually not a very large share of Americans, only about a third, who consider police violence against the public to be a very serious problem. Closer to half say that violence against police is a very serious problem in this country.
Hannah Fingerhut of AP. And seven people were killed and six others injured when a World War II vintage B-17 airplane crashed at an airport near Hartford, Connecticut on Wednesday. The airport was closed for several hours. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.